face.
I look so angry.
Yeah, Kim looks like she's about to, Kim looks harder than all of us, for real.
I tried to do a cuter face, but I was like, fuck it.
Oh, shit. It said we were back, I think. Or,
stream is back online. And Yuri's.
Are you recording it too?
Actually, no, it's not. It's not on it.
It's just.
It probably hasn't, like. Hasn't,
it is not on because I'm on the other side. You're on the other side of the table.
Probably going to start soon.
This fit is kind of crazy.
I'm confused.
Bro, I look so sus in that thumbnail. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Boom.
Yay, we're on.
Oh, I want to watch that shit.
Just youtube.com/nojumper. It'll pop up. Gang, gang.
We got Yuri all in the shop.
I think that was a pretty big mistake in my life because I really like wanted to hang out with Danny Brown, and instead I went to a gay ass strip club, or not strip club, but just some weird ass sex club, and just it was like behind some guy's house.
There?
Should I retell that story?
Yeah, go, honestly,
I feel like I always tell the story. I literally told the story on a podcast today with the girl Mandy from Horrible Decisions.
What the fuck is Horrible Decisions?
It's like a sex podcast that this girl does from New York. These two chicks.
About all her regret sex?
They're hilarious. This girl's super into piping dudes with strap-ons.
I felt that.
She loves it.
You brought it back up.
I'm just
getting reincarnate.
I'm talking about it.
How many dudes that she's done this to, though? That's the real question.
I don't know exactly, but she told me that anybody that she hooks up with, she's trying to get it in their booty crack.
She's wild, bro. What if she tried that with the wrong nigga and they just like freaked out on her?
You know, that's the crazy part is that I know some real rapper type dudes that she kicks it with, but I don't think I don't think she does it with everybody. You dig?
Bo, what you doing if a shorty tries to pull a strap out on you?
No, sir.
Goodbye.
No.
Are you kicking her out or just like, nah, I'm good?
Not
like,
King Boat.
But see, first off, with that happening during sex, she has to stop, get up, and go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And at that point, that's when it's fishy.
That's what. Exactly.
That's fishy. Something's fishy. If we have to take a break in between,
and she's like walking away, that's
she's like
one second,
pee.
Real quick. It's like,
like, what are you doing? You grabbed a gun? Like, what is she doing?
Yeah, I mean, because if you're going to go unlock a door or something, it's just,
have you ever been put in that situation where you thought something like that was going to happen?
Oh man, thank God.
Like, not even where you was like had a little whiff. Like, is this bitch?
I don't go to girls' houses. You know?
Yeah.
If I'm going to her house, like, I really have to have a special relationship with her.
They gotta come to the boat crib.
Facts.
Mm. Or the hotel or something. Like, fucked up.
See, I don't even have like crazy looking girls, crazy women in the hotel.
But you used to be having like orgies and shit. Are you not on that wave anymore?
Yo, what the?
Yeah, I'm like,
you told me.
I was out of town, like, in like Canada. That's Canada.
But so you don't just, because I'm the type of dude where if I had one orgy, I'm trying to have another one. Like,
I mean, but bro,
the next day.
I'm sure your girl is just throwing you orgies.
Nah, I didn't like that. We cool.
Bro, I saw a picture, a video one time of like six girls and you.
Nah, but they
you
was,
ever been
we
scrolling through
Molly.
Pornhub and seeing this nigga on accident?
Bro, I've scrolled through many sex sites and seen Adam.
Same shit.
So I appreciate that. I'd be on Twitter and just watch it like, bro, like, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's cool, though, man. I don't my Twitter. I feel like nobody even thinks it's that weird that they can just see me pipe on the internet.
I think that people definitely think it's weird.
Yeah, everyone's just
I think people that are friends with you are still
I would have freaked me the fuck out.
I remember you had a picture with my ex, and I thought that was the funniest shit ever, and you were kind of like low-key, like, fangirl, and like, you thought it was so tight that you met her.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Did she tell me she was your ex?
No, you just, like, it was before you were famous. You took a picture with her. And then when I went to
wait, are we saying name or are we going to call
you? You can just say name. I don't care.
You're talking about Danielle?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I used to have the biggest crush on Danielle. I'm like, yo, seeing.
She was tight. I'm
seeing y'all, thinking of y'all being together, it sounds
it's crazy,
so
right?
Perfect.
It sounds crazy to me, too.
It sounds crazy to me.
And Ozzy Osbourne-ish.
She was tight, though. I ain't mad at all. I think she got me blocked on everything, but.
Shut that.
Damn.
She was cool.
Yeah, so you guys aren't cool
my,
now.
My main problem with her, I remember, like, the last thing I ever seen from her was that she just tweeted,
fuck Adam.
LOL, my ex dates big booty girls now.
That's super random.
But you know what was weird about hanging out with her? And probably be the same thing as like dating you, is that she lived right by this famous McDonald's right under the BQE in New York.
Okay.
Bro, we were eating at that McDonald's like every night.
Mm.
Like way too much McDonald's, and she just thought it was normal.
It is normal.
I mean, it probably was normal back then, too.
Did you used to live in New York?
Yeah, but I used to go stay with her in New York. That was like when we were hanging out and shit. And like, I just remember a lot of McDonald's.
You remember just waking up to like McDouble wrappers all around the bed?
Yeah, right. She wasn't going to get me food.
I mean, I love McDonald's. That's what I fucking got.
You still love McDonald's?
Hell yeah.
I can't
What's
do it, man.
That'd be a fire.
I'm off that.
That'd be a fire collab.
Yeah, he's a pizza god, man.
You can eat pizza every day. For real? And you don't get sick of it?
No.
He's a pizza and an occasional corn dog guy.
Still haven't had a vegetable.
You're crazy, dog. That's insane. You gotta chill out.
You ever see his hot ones? It's so funny. You just like realize what Yachty's life must be like, just not eating shit.
I just remember I went to Italy and like they only pretty much have pasta and fucking pizza there. And everyone just got like, everyone couldn't shit because they weren't eating like vegetables and shit.
In Italy.
You take it for granted that you can get like so many like vegetables and fresh food here because a lot of countries you go to, it's like all bread and just like weird process. Like people always act like America's food is so bad. In Hollywood, you got a lot of options. Now, granted, like in fucking the middle of the country in some random ass place where it's only ever like Denny's and Walmart, you're kind of limited. Yeah. But you know. House phone keeping the energy. Big yawn right there. Look at that.
I was at the club last night. I'm tired, man.
Bro, it does kind of fuck up the fucking vibe when we get kicked offline by this crazy ass computer that Yuri just did surgery on.
This nigga, okay, he fixed it this time, so don't yell at him.
No, your mama gonna yell at him.
We always yell at this nigga because he's always fucking up, bro. This nigga deleted the valet interview. I'm gonna keep saying that.
You gotta look at his
face. I love valet.
Did you ever read it?
And we got that interview at the perfect moment. Like I was still doing an interview with him, and it'd be all good. I did a little thing at some fest at Rolling Loud with him, but man. That was the perfect timing for that interview.
Yeah, cool. Like Yuri
just threw it all the way.
So cool.
You see Z Money looking at the goats in the hood last night
That sounds fire.
He was on a story like, this motherfucker got goats in the hood.
That's crazy.
You ever seen the horses in Compton? Like the niggas just riding around on horses in Compton?
Really? Compton, really?
The Compton Horsemen,
The what?
My homie has this shirt that says Compton Surf Club on it.
Cowboys,
and it's super
Cowboys.
Fire.
You ever been to that Dodgers house that you see when you're leaving the airport? That's some famous shit in LA.
It's like on La Brea. It's not even by the airport.
Really?
It's like by Roscoe's.
I always see it whenever I'm whenever I'm coming back from the airport.
Oh, you said when you're coming back from the airport. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That shit's fire. And they're probably not letting nobody take no pictures there or do
Dodgers,
nothing.
What, like LA
it's like a nigga have a 3-story Dodgers house. It's like all blue and fucking Babe Ruth and whoever the fuck on the front painted. It's like the whole house and the whole like sidewalk in front of it is all Dodgers.
He turned
shit.
His house into like a monument to the Dodgers. Dodgers. It's pretty crazy.
And he stays like right on La Brea on a main ass street. So it's like, it's very LA. Unless you know you're in LA.
Low key, if you ever come to my house, that's how my house is with the sailing team. Like I got straight up sailing team merch everywhere. Just Yachty, big painting of Yachty.
How did you link up
stained glass painting of Yachty in my home?
Remember when y'all did the jerseys, the half and half jerseys?
Big Bug,
that was
big
the homie did that. How did you link up with them? With Icon?
How did I link with Icon? I want to say through one of my videographers.
That was early too back then.
It was. I just checked him not too long ago. He's about to have a baby, I think.
Yeah.
You talking about Icon here on Melrose?
Yeah.
What a fucking rare question that is.
Because they made the half and half jerseys for his All In video.
And they made the shirt that said
Justin Bieber copied it.
They made the shirt that said the thing about your lawyer Pat.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, I was doing those designs with him, some of them.
Shout out to my lawyer.
Hey, have you worked with Petra Collins again since that?
I've been trying to.
That video was so fire.
She's a Gucci and like...
That's facts. I mean, but...
What are these rare questions? It sounds like you're talking another language. I don't even know,
right? He's like...
You know who Petra Collins is?
Nah.
She's fire.
Amazing photographer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nah, she's hard, bro. You gotta link with her again.
You guys are so cultured. I feel like I'm hanging out with like somebody, some motherfuckers who like really know
that's
some shit.
That's how I felt. He's talking about like anal sex with dudes.
Yo, but that is some woke shit. If you want to be woke, you gotta be down with that shit for real.
What?
You ain't woke enough for that?
Yeah, never fucked a bitch in the ass for him?
Oh my God.
He only eats pizza. You don't even need to ask that question.
We asked ugly guy if he ever ate ass before. He thought we were joking. Like he thought we were both joking.
But he was still like 17.
AKA yes.
Nah, he had never done it.
He was saying like he wouldn't even think of even doing that.
When he came out,
fact, I know ugly
he was
guy.
Spitting. When he came out, he was spitting.
He's like, I saw this
shit. Yeah, I seen it. No, he was rapping all about sucking toes and eating ass, and then he comes on the podcast. He's like, yo, I don't really do that shit. We're like, well, I do. And he's like, what?
Ugly guy like fat girls.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He does, yeah, huh? You ever look at who he follows?
He showed me multiple videos of him fucking really big women.
Are you into that at all? No.
What do you?
You aren't into that?
Mm-mm.
You like the fit ones?
I think pretty. I like pretty. What's the proper term?
BBWs? Is that what you're trying to say?
BBWs.
I've never dated one. I had sex with one, but I think I see beauty.
I felt that.
I see the beauty too.
I see the beauty in Adam sometimes. You know?
Pause. Huge pause.
Yo, y'all niggas gay.
You watch the Ruby
I
Rose interview?
I can't join this gay fucking conversation.
All the pride I see was y'all talking about blood, and I threw my phone.
Yeah.
I threw my phone across the room and cried.
You're not her big homie.
Yeah.
Yo, that video is hilarious. You know, I know Ruby.
You do?
You put her on the set.
I didn't know what to do.
So you can't co-sign her as a blood. People ask me, the people are like, why didn't you mention Ian at all? And I'm like, yeah, why didn't I mention Ian at all?
Yeah.
Why didn't you mention Ian?
I don't know. I should have been like, yo, tell me some shit about Ian.
Shout out to Ruby, though. I fought Ruby. She doing her thing.
Her song was
she got
tight.
Signed.
Man, she going up.
Big Mouth.
The homie, like the homie called me and was like trying to go off saying that he wrote that song and that he wrote some songs for other people. He was like trying to get it exclusive for some reason. But this is like my homie that sings, and I was like, all right.
That's weird, though.
Yeah, it was random.
When I had Thugs Girl on here, she was showing love to her song, too. She's like, I fuck with Big Mouth.
She be
Big
Mouth is hard. Song all
it
day.
Is good, yeah.
It's fuck.
Yeah.
My shorty sings that shit all the time.
Hey, bro, every shorty is singing That's Big right. Mouth.
Really? I didn't know it was lit like that.
And the city in Atlanta.
The homies.
Wow, really?
And Atlanta's going up.
Damn, good for her. I didn't know it was lit like that.
Yeah, I'm super happy for Ruby.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You should write her next hit.
Get in there.
I need 10% royalties for the idea, team. Though.
He probably did write Big Mouth.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, yeah. That's why he was like, that's weird because he wrote it. That's why.
Y'all tripping.
Yadi needs his points.
Yeah, tripping.
Wow.
Man, take them writing points, bro. Fuck all that. That's how I literally started rapping, bro. I used to write for this girl.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Crazy.
That's
you
a good
say gay shit?
Yes, I was saying the wildest
that's
shit.
Why you like writing for exactly. a girl because you talk about fucking dudes. Yeah.
First
you
of all, y'all got me fucked up.
That's what inspired him to become a rapper.
I fuck with it. Okay.
Y'all got me fucked up.
Bro, you know what we should watch is the House Phone Bro Top Freestyle. Yeah, I know. DC kept calling me No Jumper. He didn't even know my name.
That's fire, though.
Wait, he thought your name was No Jumper?
A lot of people just kept calling
that. That is your name.
That was so funny.
That's why I'd be like, yo, I'm with No Jumper. They're like, well, No Jumper is Adam 22.
Go search No Jumper, Lil House Phone, Bro Top Freestyle. That shit was so
when
funny.
When was that? That was on tour, right?
Hey, y'all seen the Gay Web, TJX6 parody?
Oh, no, I haven't seen. They made one of those,
about
too?
To come
bro,
up, dude.
It's the funniest. Can
we please?
Yes.
Can we watch this right
hey,
now?
No, because we got to play it once we end.
We'll watch this on the stream, please.
Okay, God, it's I'm the funniest
nah,
shit.
Nah, the T-Grizzly. Wait. First of all, respects to T-Grizzly's family, everything that just happened.
Oh, my God,
but the first gay out is the funniest one. That's I know all the words.
I went on YouTube, and I just saw, Paul. I went on YouTube. He's so happy when we talk gay shit.
He's bro-top pioneer. Here, man,
just know.
Oh, you're freaking out. Come on, again, Ian Connor, man.
Yeah, yo, you gonna tell us anything about that? He just got caught up with some too many guns or what?
I don't really want to talk too much about his case, but I spoke to him and he's doing really good.
He is?
There you go.
Yeah. What you think he's doing like a year or so?
I don't really want to speak too much on his case.
Damn,
but he's doing really good reading books, doing push ups.
He about to come out swole,
eating cornbread.
Wow,
that'd be crazy. He came out swole and tall.
If he comes out with a little job,
he'll never be tall.
Ja Rule came out jacked. Rappers do that.
I think Ja Rule's already buffed, though.
It's kind of amazing to get in that good of shape.
You look
jail
like you've been in jail for a little bit, honestly.
You dig? Yeah. But that's what's kind of crazy is that imagine, like, getting in that good of shape. You're in jail. You're eating Cheetos and shit. And to still be able to get in really good shape.
You got nothing else
crazy.
To do besides work out.
Yeah, but still. It's like, if you don't have good fuel, it's got to be a real challenge, I feel like.
You're probably getting more fuel by eating bullshit and, like, having a sugar rush. I love how Adam's just lurking over this nigga phone just seeing who he's texting.
Like, who is he texting?
That's my next big scoop.
It was so, like, nondiscreet. He was
like,
poopity scoop. I didn't even move my head.
Hey, what's up? You listen to this?
That's going to be a meme. The Savage Trust No One? Really?
You ain't listen to it, did you?
It's a song or a project?
It's his project. But
that's the one that's already out?
Yeah, that shit,
that shit is hard.
My shit is all TJ, Kesha Kwan.
Wow.
Oh, you fucking with Kesha Kwan?
10K Kev.
10K Kev.
Ice Burgundy.
Oh, Ice damn. Burgundy. Yeah, you're
tapped into that. Yeah, hey, download Shitty Boys right now, bro. I'm telling you. Shitty Boys 3-peat mixtape. You're good.
With a Z?
Yeah.
Shitty Boys.
I'm telling you, you're gonna fuck. I know you're gonna fuck with it. I'm gonna watch your story like in a week, and you're gonna be slapping everywhere.
Oh, I swear to God, I seen these the niggas that was rapping in the studio. This one goes crazy in the middle.
Yes, the white,
he's
the
hardest one.
Bro,
I swear to God,
he's the hardest one. Baby Tron. Baby Tron is his name, bro.
He's the hardest one. I swear to God, he be snapping.
Yuri, hey, we got somebody who really needs to get banned in the comments or in the chat.
Are they talking crazy? What they saying? Fuck them.
Burn.
Oh, shit. Burn niggers.
Burn niggers.
Don't put him in timeout. Ban him. He doesn't deserve a timeout. Timeout is for if they, like, say something rude.
That's Trippy. That's Trippy's name.
You're only supposed to put hide user on this channel.
Yo, that
put
was,
him in timeout.
You should have left it, honestly. That was pretty funny.
You like that?
Yeah, I love that. Like,
listen, he is the king of dropping the hard R to make white people laugh.
Or make him feel uncomfortable,
nigger.
Really.
Yeah.
Nigger.
Exactly. He will always do
nigger.
It on
I be trying
stage.
To get my girl to call me a nigger when we fucking. She don't want to do it,
you
though.
Like that?
She's not, she don't like it, though.
Oh, my God. My girl, my girl has never said it.
That's hot.
In her whole life, I think.
You're lying.
That she says she's never said it.
This one time.
I never heard her say it.
I've saw her say it.
What?
Who?
Who, what?
You saw Lena say it?
Yeah.
How? Yeah, I know, right?
I'm like, yo,
yo. One time, these people came up to her at a party and said, "We're so thankful that you're doing so much to put on for the POC community." And
wait,
she's
what
just
happened?
Like,
"What's POC?
Like, person
people,
of color?
People of color?
She's Armenian. She's Armenian. That's a stretch."
People of color.
Who said that?
I've never just heard POC.
Some people came up to Lena and said that. I don't know if they thought she was like part black or some shit, but like, she was very confused.
If you're if you're anything but white, you're a POC.
Yeah, but it's a scale,
Armenian,
you know.
He's not really white. You're not white.
She don't deal with no systematic oppression walking around looking Armenian.
I mean, she looks white passing, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you deal with a lot of racism?
A little bit.
We haven't really talked to you much on this podcast, I'm going to be
honest. You guys just keep talking about gay shit and, like, him dating girls and fucking them in the ass or something. So I don't know where to jump in, really.
Me and Yadi are taking selfies.
Yeah, it's getting wild on here.
It was getting hot. Yadi's had six-sums and shit, bro. Yadi's out here just
landing. How does he know all this info
about
you?
You're having six-sums.
I had, nah. Probably maybe a five pipe, a five piece.
Five pipes.
A five piece. Yo, yeah. This nigga definitely
yeah, five, nah, yeah. Five, yo, five, you want to know the best one I ever did, though? Was when me and my girl and Riley Reed and Gina Valentina and a couple other girls, we all left the club on New Year's in Miami, and we're all drinking and doing coke and shit, and we went back
that
to the crib,
terrifying.
And a fucking orgy just broke out in the kitchen. And I grabbed one of their phones and I filmed it, and it was so real, because you're seeing these bitches literally like pass the fucking champagne back and forth, just chugging it, and then just go right back to the dick. It was
just you.
It was the best shit I ever filmed. Yeah,
but it started off with them though. They was making out with each other.
It's
and shit.
I don't even remember. They probably just started sucking. You know, it just happened.
I feel you.
You dig? Should I stop saying you dig?
No.
Yeah, you're
no,
trying to be like black, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of a wigger. It's a thing.
You can't say that.
You can't say wigger anymore?
No.
That's a dollar?
Just switch the W upside down.
Nigger? That sounded
somebody,
kind of funny.
Somebody sign, somebody that. Soundbite oh that, God. Please. And just take that and put it on Twitter tomorrow.
I'm just asking for a deep fake to come out.
Oh, God.
They always do the deep fake.
That guy Sam is going to edit this again.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna edit it. He's gonna re-edit this and put it on Twitter.
Oh my God!
Somebody's gonna take that, bro. Swear to God.
I don't care, man. I got called a wigger like nonstop when I was a kid. So to me, it's like the idea that I'm not allowed to say it when that was a word that was used against me for so many years.
Have you ever been called whitewashed being black?
Ooh.
Nah.
That's like some weird LA shit. They're like, yeah, you're whitewashed. I'm like, all right, bro.
He fits into a.
That means like you're black and you act white.
I guess. Or like you listen to white music. Or you do white things.
Well, Yachty's in an interesting position because he can fit in with the G's,
yeah,
as well as like the nerds. You know, he's easy. He can move between circles for whatever reason.
Not
I don't
relatable.
Know what it is.
None of the hood niggas fuck with me.
Yeah, what's your favorite female rapper?
This girl named Hook from
Lil Nas.
That was funny.
Fuck! Hey. I'm over here trying to get in trouble.
Or like Rico Nasty. But
I thought Rico Nasty.
Or Megan is fire too. But
I saw Rico Nasty. Man.
I love Rico. Beautiful human being. Great, great person.
Hey, you did an event with her way
like
before.
Really early.
Way
yeah.
before.
Before she had her graphic design on point, because I remember that the designs were looking a little eh.
You're right.
Yeah. It was like some anime shit. I didn't really fuck with it at the time. That I think she got. It
you
looks,
didn't know.
The whole image is a lot better now in general, too. The music's fire, too, though.
Nah, shout out to Hook, though. That's my favorite female rapper. She's fire as fuck. She's from, like, IE out here. She's from LA, basically.
I was worried.
Inland Empire. It's like
40 minutes from here.
It's like, yeah, it's like the bullshit part away from LA. But she's fire, though.
I was worried when I saw Zan Man featuring Rico Nasty because I just didn't know how Rico was going to rap on that. But then she rapped so good on it. She sounded very
I hit up Kenny Beats about working with Zan Man when I was trying to show you at around the same time.
See? But A&R of the year.
It was like some internal DC stuff. And I was, you know, it didn't happen or whatever. But
you
I
just
was,
text me.
I was glad that they ended up coming back around.
Oh my God, the N-word is back.
See, look.
They just made a new account.
Yuri. No, leave it.
Yuri, every time that guy gets his words off, he gets his bars off on there, you're a racist for allowing it to happen.
Nah, it's probably a black dude that says it. His shit says blood, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, that's his username.
It's black, right? Or gay.
He's probably some fucking 5-year-old
Adam,
white
do you
kid.
Have offense to?
Do I have what? No, I always think about how I want to.
I think your regular pages are already offensive almost.
Literally.
Why?
Your Twitter is
No Jumper
is offensive.
Wait, do you have a separate account other than No Jumper?
Yeah, No Jumper.
Not on Twitter, on Instagram.
I have the cat.
What? The cat is offensive.
But the thing with the cat is that I can't like follow somebody that like, you know, like page. When you have a Finsta and you can follow people that are on private that really don't fuck with you and you really don't want them to know. I don't have a Finsta though. I always wanted one. I made one time. I lost the password in like 5 seconds.
Why would you need a Finsta when your entire dick is just on the internet?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because sometimes do you have beef with anybody?
Nah. Oh, if you want to just be like, fuck this nigga on the Finsta.
The only reason I would want a Finsta would just be to like lurk on girls that I don't want to know that I'm lurking them. But there's no girls that I would want to lurk that I would give a fuck.
So you probably don't even have a cheat. Like, is it even cheating in your relationship?
She would not be happy if she found out me doing something slick.
Are you really fucking some random girls though?
Honestly, I can't even imagine having time to like be fucking chasing some pussy right now. I got enough fucking time to do shit. If I had a bunch of free time instead of getting some pussy, I would be fucking watching Netflix.
I felt that.
Sad but true. My life has gone in that direction.
I have topics. You guys want to talk about stuff?
Oh yeah.
Did you watch the VMAs?
No.
Neither did I. I watched it. I just want to talk about the Missy Elliott tribute.
I caught Lil Nas' performance weirdly. My mom was just watching it in her office.
I heard it was viral, but I did not see it.
I didn't even know.
I didn't see Lil Nas.
The VMAs was yesterday.
I love that song. I love Panini.
That's crazy.
I just like Missy Elliott's tribute.
I didn't see it.
Oh, is Missy Elliott that old? They giving her a tribute?
I don't know, but it was everywhere today. The little girl apparently was.
It's tough for Missy Elliott because people don't think of her in the category of like a female rapper because she went so outside rap with so much of her shit. But she really is. If you're going to do top 5 female rappers of all time, she's 100%
she
in that.
Is she?
I think so.
Top 5. Nikki.
All my top 5 are new bitches.
Missy Elliott. No, all time.
Who? I mean, not all time.
Who are your top 5?
Of female rappers of all time? I mean, shit, you got it. The only ones I know for sure are Nicki, Missy.
I used to fuck with that light-skinned shorty that used to be
Lauryn
a Rockefeller. What was her name?
Lauryn Hill. As little Lauryn rap Hill, as she put out,
I
think that she needs to be in the conversation.
I give you that.
Yo, is V Nasty the only white rapper?
Oh my gosh, she was so
white
good.
White girl rapper who in her No Jumper interview said
white girl mom.
She said the N word in her No Jumper interview. I just want to throw that out.
Bro, she's the hardest.
It was V Nasty.
The tape with Gucci Mane,
Krayshawn,
and Lil Debbie.
And she told me that Gucci Mane did that tape for free because Zaytoven was co-signing her so hard and telling Gucci that she was about to be the one. Because I was always looking at that like, this don't make sense to me because realistically, how much you got to pay Gucci to do a whole tape with a bitch? Like, he probably ain't going to do that unless it's for a ton of money, and I don't really see them having a ton of money.
I think he fucked with her off the strength. Off the strength of Zaytoven. You feel me?
Didn't really work out too well.
Lil Kim was definitely
I think it worked out fine.
Gangsta Boo's
V-Nasty really in the streets.
She back in the streets, pimping bitches.
I ain't saying.
I mean to say all that. I don't know what she doing, but.
She probably in love with him.
I didn't even mean to say that, though.
You are a fucking
snitch. Chill, I didn't mean to say that.
Nah, but she.
I think Krayshawn hates me.
Why?
For what?
She definitely hates me.
Yo, I don't even remember, bro. It was one point in time she was like trying to air me out on the internet.
Really?
Yes.
For what? I mean, you probably don't want to talk about it.
I think for like maybe DMing her, but I don't remember DMing her on no flirty shit. I was just like a groupie, like a fan.
I felt that.
Yeah.
Like, damn, Chris.
I definitely used to fan DM her before.
She's like way too old for you to be like geeking out.
How about TJ airing you out?
What was that?
Your DM.
Who aired me out?
TJ. X6.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? I hit that nigga and said, y'all really do this scamming shit, bro. Like, you can never scam me. I told him that. Like, bro, you could not scam me, bro.
You can't scam a scammer.
I know about all that shit. I had to let him know.
Yeah.
But I realized that's
what if
like
he
would have
got your car info? Easy.
Who Who cares?
Would you even
exactly.
if
you get it right back anyway?
If TJ actually took your bank account info and actually scammed you, you kind of gotta have that attitude of like, you know, you catch me with my pants down, wipe my ass. Like, if you caught me slipping, like you know who he is. You know who he is. If he manages to do this thing on you,
fool me once.
You know, it's like if you hanging out with a bunch of jack boys and they jack you, it's kind of like, well, shit. All right, I guess I should have known better. If TJ gets your shit, it's like it's not like he didn't warn you. You listen to the music. You know this is what he does.
It depends how he got you. He was just hanging out with the nigga. He stole your wallet and took your credit card numbers. You would be mad.
Yeah, that would be fucked up.
So interesting the way music is going so offbeat nowadays.
Oh, yeah, right?
He does it on purpose, like, so much. Have you heard his old shit? Like, even from, like, 2017?
Yuri, let me get my phone. I got to holler at my
He's still rapping about the same shit, but he was just so much, like, regular flow. Yeah, it was...
So you think he's purposely rapping off beat?
Bro, 1,000,000,000%. Like,
how do you purposely rap off beat?
Because all his shit, all that shit with him and 10K Kev and all that shit, all the old shit, that shit's all on beat.
Really?
I mean, like, it's the same type of flow, but it's just, it's way less exaggerated, you feel me? So it's like, I don't know. He definitely did it on purpose, though. I also performed at that show. That shit was super fake. With him getting arrested.
That's it, looked, yeah. It looked real.
But everybody really believed fake. It, though. Everybody believed it. At the end of the day, that's all that matters is that it niggas is going to talk about it. Why does it matter?
I thought it was crazy until I hit Adam.
Yeah.
It fooled me.
His manager called me telling me it was fake, like, immediately. So I thought that he was locked up for, like, 5 minutes.
Bro, I was at the show, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Then I was like, okay, I see what's going on.
It's too weird.
It was too weird. It was only two cops. They were in, like, a car that was unmarked and, like, not even a police car. One of the niggas' jackets said fire marshal, and the other jacket said police. And it was just, like, they were just, like, they looked like if you were shot a music video and you hired two niggas to be cops, yeah, that's what they looked
and
like.
And that's what it was because, man, people recognized them from, like, fucking David Dobrik vlogs and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, see? Yeah. Nah, but honestly, it was the best marketing fucking thing that could have ever happened. Honestly, it was really good.
Wow. Joe Rogan posted the sickest fucking fight clip of this fat chick throwing. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
She's so strong. She's like a sumo wrestler.
She threw another girl or threw a dude?
Joe Rogan is so tight.
You should go do his podcast. That'd be fire.
Oh, my God.
Sure
that would
like
be
a
brilliant.
Long waiting list.
No, hell yeah.
Just tell publicist to say, like, yo, holler at Rogan.
Yeah, they'll
He just had Wiz on, but Wiz is super into MMA, so they had a lot to talk about in that regard.
I felt that.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Y'all can have an interesting conversation.
I'm definitely going to... Tell my publicist, give me on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Wish Joe Rogan had 6ix9ine on it at the height of his
the 6ix9ine.
So you think when 6ix9ine get out, he's gonna be up?
For some people. Like, it depends. Like, is
like,
his
I'm talking about, like, you think he's gonna be back on his 6ix9ine shit? I think so. I think the second he get out, man, the first thing he posts gonna
have
a million
likes. Getting out?
You think the first thing he's posting gonna be back on that shit?
I'm talking about like that nigga, like views going crazy, going crazy. I think so.
Can he ever really be taken seriously saying some cool rap shit ever again?
Bro, his fans was not gangsters, nigga.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah. It depends on if he loses his swagger or not. If he comes out just as confident,
he wasn't in there
everything.
That long until he lost his swag.
Yeah. I feel like if anything, he get out 10 times on bullshit.
I'm bigger.
The question is just what artists are going to work with him.
No one.
Nah, there's all kinds of
pussies
out there.
I don't think he needed though at that point.
Yeah, he don't need it for sure. And even if people didn't give a fuck about his music,
if he
hits
you tomorrow, like
he will be the biggest Fortnite streamer in the world.
We weren't that cool like that.
I feel you, man.
You ever think about doing a boxing match? That's the wave now, man. Just box somebody.
Box it up.
Box designer.
Wow. What?
I don't know. It just popped into my head, and it's just like, oh, that'd be a good card right there.
No, it wouldn't.
He got probably more time to train than
you. What podcast are you going to box?
You just took a crazy shot.
Academics.
No, I thought we were designing.
Would you fight Academics?
Are you cool with Academics?
I am cool with
Academics. Are you not cool?
No, we're cool now.
Have y'all ever met in person?
He came through. He got drunk as fuck.
Wasn't
we did podcast.
Wasn't he trying to troll you for paying $500?
He posted about it, but I appreciate it because I got hella followers off that.
Wait, paying $500 for what?
For the Dame Dash interview.
I watched that, by the way. It was good.
You like it?
That shit was funny. They were like, yeah, Adam paid for Dame Dash to get a haircut. And
he don't got no hair. He TJX6 me. No.
Yo, that was so funny.
Yeah, but what was I saying? I forget.
Your chat's getting freaky.
Yeah, you should talk about fart.
It's just fart.
Yeah, they just keep saying fart. What's that? Fart. You might want to get rid of all this fart talk.
Why?
Well, if he just has to go and put everyone on timeout.
Hey, it's getting late. I got to go.
All right.
Yeah, you've been here for a minute, man.
Hey. I got wrestling.
No. Yeah, thank you so much.
I lost track of time.
Yeah, hey, hey, that's what happens when you come into the No Jumper dungeon and have to just get high from the walls.
Yeah, and hear y'all talking about gay shit.
Yeah. Hey,
that's well, this man, bro.
At least we know that my man's here is not with the gay shit. All
right, bro.
Was that a question?
Yeah, that's what everybody wanted to know.
Fuck out of here.
But no, we love the gay. You had gay dudes on his album cover. Not many people in hip hop can say that.
The gay shit for people who are...
Fight the power.
That's so racist.
That's not racist. Yeah,
that was definitely racist.
That was a little bit with the this.
Fight the power. I'm a like Public Enemy super fan.
Go like this.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That.
No, I had a fist, a closed fist. If you're gonna do the Hitler thing, it's this.
Yeah, don't do that.
I would not do that. I would not extend my arm and do that.
Do you want to keep going or?
I personally, I have to go get my fucking beard trimmed and my head shaved up for a little photo shoot that's coming up.
Let's just leak it. I know what it's for. It's for
Ebony. It's for something that I didn't know and
I'm
you freaked
for
out on
Ebony
me about.
Magazine.
It's for Jet Black.
This it's was for J Swipe.
It's for roundandbrown.com.
It's for Kim
Magazine.
It's for blackpeoplemeet.com.
Lena, is for Christian Mingle.
Lena was talking to that girl, Mandy, from Horrible Decisions, and she said that she met her boyfriend or a guy that she was hanging out with
on
a dating site, and Lena automatically assumed it was blackpeoplemeet.com, and the girl's like, no, it was Tinder. And Lena was like horrified, like, oh my God, like, I'm racist. That's so funny to assume that the only online dating site that black people use is Black People Meet. That's
Have you ever
up.
Been on it?
No.
It's not like a shared cultural thing that like a lot of black people have done. It just happens
like
to happen. Black people in the name.
I love that you are like the ambassador for black people.
Well, I just know.
Of black
I everything. Feel confident in saying that blackpeoplemeet.com has not made a lot of headway into becoming like a mainstay in the culture.
Definitely not.
Let
not
me know if I'm wrong. I would love to know.
You're completely right.
I've heard of J Swipe. Do you know what that is?
No.
Jewish.
Oh, J Date has been a thing for a long time. Is J Swipe like the Tinderified version?
J date is what, Jewish dating?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. If you're Jewish, you can swipe.
Listen, if I've yet done with my Middle Eastern bride, Lena the Plug, then I'm going to have to go after a Jew.
Fucking woman of color.
I thought she was Jewish wrong. The whole time.
Hell no. She's fucking Muslim.
I felt that.
I'm just kidding. She's not.
She's Muslim.
Okay, let's wrap
she
it up.
She grew up Christian.
All right, wait. I have a show. I have a show September 1st, Sunday in Santa Ana. Buy tickets. Link is in my bio. Let's go. Camgirl might be DJing.
Wait. Do not end it yet. New Camgirl merch. Get it on my website, camgirlis.online. I will also be in El Paso this weekend DJing some wub wub.
You better stop by that Walmart and show your respects.
Come on,
stop
it. What
the fuck is wrong?
I should actually
play
that song.
Wait, can you play my song, please?
At that Walmart?
Adam still hasn't heard the song, but we going viral on TikTok. And everywhere
TikTok.
Else.
TikTok. Okay,
hey,
thank you.
You know
for
what we
got to
do
in?
Too? Because we did two, we got to do it as like part one and part two and just leave these chunks online because otherwise, what the fuck are we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about this stream.
This
yeah.
stream.
You don't want to download it and then re-put
I
it up.
I think we should just stop right now and then it'll just
kinda
be part
sucks.
One and part two
yeah,
of
it.
The of the
little yachty.
Why not? Why can't we have a part one and part two? I think it's
yeah,
good for
right.
the culture. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you very much to Yuri. Thank you to House Phone.
The black
Camp
dude
Girl.
Is cringe.
The black dude is cringe.
Thank you to Lil Yachty for probably getting us our most views ever. And just
thank
so you guys
you.
Know, we do this every week,
every
either Monday
week.
Or Tuesday, live. Woo! Just because Lil Yachty was here doesn't mean you can't watch next week. Love you guys.
And wait. And,
dude, we get
and,
a lot less gay when Lil Yachty's here.
And me and Cam Girl we'll, are about to keep streaming and play your music. So get those donations in. Let's go.
Shout out to everybody who donated for their song thinking that Lil Yachty was going to hear it.
You guys, we'll show it.